mean, I really love this display, and I would love to have a second one, but, you know, all these reasons why. So there's that. That's all I remember hearing. And then I know Big Fatty played something. Maybe I talked about that last time. But he had me on his opening. Was it last Tuesday? I don't remember. In any case, the week before, when I did do a podcast, he played on his show that I was behind on listening to podcasts. Anyway, enough about that. I have other stories to tell.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And then I know Big Fatty played on his opening.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3734. The BFO for Friday, the 27th of May, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and maybe some voice letters. Be ready. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're all right. It is going well, y'all. You're fakers today. I'll tell you why you're fakers. You're not necessarily fakers today, but it's as close as I can get.
Oh, Big Fatty is squeaky sheepy. Big Fatty, he's just so cute.
But I'll tell you why you're fakers in just a minute. But before we do that, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I see y'all this weekend on Sunday. Y'all, it's a very potent anniversarium. Y'all been through a lot of sadness here lately, but hopefully this weekend there'll be some happiness. Y'all, I am talking about the anniversarium of the parents of little Logan and little Evan. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about my number one Northeast straight daddy and the number one Northeast straight mama, Big Fatty. Y'all, I just hope that it's a good weekend for them, and that they get a little time, maybe even for some humpity bumpity. Big Fatty, you've gone and ruined a perfectly good anniversarium. But you never know. But y'all, if you see my Northeast straight daddy or mama, wish them a happy celebration of no.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, you were going to say celebration of exiting the birth canal. It was anniversarium. Yes, I know. I'm just, you know, I'm old and Vera drinks. Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, two of them are former number one fans of the BFO. Y'all, today for right Celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all see him every year when I head over to the Colon Aid dinner over there in Hatlanta. Y'all, he's been to Pride 48 in Nolens and out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Peter Potamus Epilui. Big Fatty, we love Peter Potamus Epilui. It's true. And then y'all also today, former number one fan, y'all, he's come to Charleston. I believe he came to and y'all, I believe he also came to Pride 48. Was it in Nolens, or was it no? It may have been in Lost Wages. I don't remember, but I know he's been to one of them. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Big Fatty of Faye Driver. Always bitches about him. It's true, y'all. It's Trucker Alex. Big Fatty, we love Trucker Alex. We do indeed. And y'all, then on Saturday, we got one that we keep in memory. Y'all, he's the former other half of Rodan the Giraffe. Y'all met him many times at the Good Days. Y'all, I'm talking about Gambit. Big Fatty, we miss Gambit. We do indeed. And then also on Saturday, y'all, it's my youngest daughter. She's got two little shows now. She's got the Yellow Nessa and the Amy and Nessa Get Fucked Up. Y'all, it is the one and only 4-0 student. Y'all, it is my youngest daughter, Nessa. Big Fatty, we love Nessa. And y'all, then the reason you're fakers today is because y'all, today, no, Sunday. Sunday is the fake celebration of exiting the birth canal of the one and only host of Oreo eating. Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. Oreo eating videos and bird pictures. And y'all, every year celebrates the racist chips and salsa. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Archer. Big Fatty, even if it's fake, we love Archer. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Trucker Alex or Epa Louie or Nessa or Archer on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope their celebration lasts longer than the music did and they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! For Memorial Day weekend. It's just lovely. It's true. And y'all, you know, Memorial Day weekend, you can start wearing your white shoes and your seersucker suits and white belts. And oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's the most racist time of the year. Well, anyway, let's see, what was I gonna say? Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, one moment, please. Y'all, I've got some hot tea here. Y'all, it feels so good on the throat. And, Big Fatty, so never mind. y'all watched the, I think I told you I watched the conclusion of the Good Doctor and the Million Little Things. Y'all, I watched the news. Y'all, evidently, Miss Nora O'Donnell has had the COVID. She's been off this week, Big Fatty. We are sending our ventilators and, well, any good thoughts to her anyway. And, Big Fatty, you think Archer will go to Chef Jeff's for his fake birthday? I don't know. but, y'all watch the wheel, and y'all talk to Granny. Talk to Granny, and y'all, I even though he's here in Charleston, let's do this.
It's time for Granny's Cruise Ship Update. And now, with the update on Granny and his cruise ship annex, is Granny.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And, Big Fatty, you're tooting. Granny told me he's one on the last cruise he went out on, he decided to go to the carnival. Private island, and just check it out, since that was going to be one of their day stops. And so, y'all, he had his little backpack and his towel, and he sat it down on the chair and went in the ocean. And y'all, but y'all, he was keeping a keen eye. He's keeping a keen eye on his belongings, because you know he didn't want anybody to walk off with him. So y'all. He decided he's going to get out of the water and went up and sat down on the chair, moved the backpack out of the way and everything. And then he started to think, well, where's my towel? And so he got up to go look for it, and he took the backpack, and this woman that was sitting beside him says, where are you going with that? He goes, well, it's mine. And he, no, it's not. Yes, it is. And y'all, he was in this argument with this woman off the beach, and Granny went to open the backpack, and he goes, oh, this isn't my stuff. And the woman behind him says, oh, your backpack and towel are down there, y'all. He was so embarrassed. You know, the old people, they get confused, but bless his heart. Bless his heart. And anyway, watch the wheel and the Jeopardy. But y'all, I'd gotten a message. this is almost another one of those. Well, this is definitely one of those. That's how they get you. You know, I was gonna sign up for the Major League Baseball to watch the Atlanta Braves, but and you know, I had the 7-day trial. I talked about it on here, and then I went to watch it and says, oh no. No, we cannot broadcast it there because you're out of market. And I went, well, yeah, I don't need the MLB. And so y'all, I canceled the 7-day trial, and y'all, I got a testimonium or an e-letter from the Bank of America's, and it says, Big Fatty, we notice you've got a new recurring charge for $24.95 for Major League Baseball. And I'm going, I canceled that thing, y'all. I went into my account. Y'all, evidently, when you cancel the account, it just cancels the free trial. You're already signed up for the monthly charge. And y'all, so I went in there and I canceled the subscription, and I took my credit card off the account. And y'all, I just decided I'm going to call and because this isn't right. So I called them up and got a nice lady on the cellular telephonic device, and y'all, she got it all set up, and they're going to refund it to me, obviously. This is something that they deal with on a regular basis, but y'all watch The Survivor on Hump Day night. Y'all, even though the person that I had wanted to win, or who I thought should have won, well, I guess wanted to win. Y'all, I was very pleased with, and I'm trying not to be a spoiler alert. I'm trying not to give it away, but I was very pleased with the person that did indeed win. And I think it was just a good season of The Survivor. But y'all, while I was sitting watching The Survivor, I got this e-letter, and I just want to read it to you. Y'all, I've seen these advertisements on the dating apps, but y'all, it was from the company called Manscaped, and it says, Manscaped wants to sponsor Big Fatty Online. It says, hey, we came across Big Fatty Online and think your content is a great fit for us, Big Fatty. Never have those words been spoken. I agree. Y'all, this woman is in working with the audio marketing team at Manscaped, and they were interested in advertising on the little show. And y'all, I ain't gonna do this, but y'all, the thing that got me is, oh, we think your content is a great fit, Big Fatty. But y'all, I'm probably gayish would be a better fit for that. But anyway, let's see. Y'all stayed up to 11 p.m. on Wednesday night, and y'all, I slept to almost 7 a.m. in the morning on Thursday. Got up, had my brufkas. Y'all had the cheese toast. Y'all hadn't gotten my nipple nap this afternoon. Had my cheese toast and coffee. Did my morning nipple. Y'all, oh, the humidity is way up there. Me? Ready? And did the nipple walk. Got my share. And the nip wanted to run to the Costco and to the Sam's Club. Plus, he wanted to get the petroleum. So I said I'd ride with him. Y'all, we went to the Costco, and he picked up some things there, mainly the boxed wine. Y'all, his sister's going to be coming to visit this weekend. Y'all, I'm inviting her to Friday for right at Fatty's. So, you know, that'll be interesting. Yes, Big Fatty, especially when young Nicholas comes out after his shower. Well, anyway, I think it'll be a nice evening, and like I say, we're going to have brufkas for supper, and then we went by the Sam's Club, and the Nips decided he's going to do a little cookout since his sister's here, which means that that basically says, Big Fatty, I want you to come cook hamburgers on my grill. Thank you for calling. We'll see how it all pans out and everything. But anyway, y'all, it's a holiday weekend, so it'll be busy at the beaches this weekend. So Big Fatty, another good reason not to go to the beach. It's true. And y'all, it doesn't look like I'm gonna get to voice letters after all. Y'all, did you see that old Crooked Hat and Daniel Biba and Zach have made it to the Seattle? Yes, Big Fatty. They're getting ready to go on their cruise of a lifetime. So, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's a holiday weekend here in the U.S. of A. Memorial Day. This is when we remember those who have served our country and gave the ultimate sacrifice, as they say. So, and y'all, Big Fatty always likes to watch the Memorial Day concert over on the premieres. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. And Archer, what are you doing?
And I know Big Fatty played on his opening.
Oh, Big Fatty, whose opening did you play on? I don't recall you having a gentleman caller lately.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.